Welcome to the Food and Farming Podcast from AHDB, keeping levypayers informed and at the heart of the conversation.
Hi, I'm Denise Spencer-Walker, AHDB's Food Communications Manager, and welcome to a festive edition of our Food and Farming Podcast from my kitchen, in which I'll shine a light on some affordable alternatives to the traditional turkey Christmas dinner. And to help us get into the mood... That's better. It's not Gregory Porter, but it'll do. Whether it's beef, lamb, or pork, I'll hopefully inspire you to get a little creative in the kitchen. And to help you get the most out of your meat, some suggestions for leftovers. Let's not forget dairy. We all need something to pour over the Christmas pudding. And given a must-have for the dinner table are the Christmas crackers. I've roped in my husband to test out some of the worst jokes. But first, a bit about me. I've worked for AHDB for nearly 20 years. And I'm responsible for all the food content that we actually produce for all our marketing campaigns. About what to cook. Let's start with beef as an alternative centrepiece this Christmas. There are a variety of cuts that you can choose from. Why not try a topside beef joint or a sirloin joint, or if you want to push the boat out a little bit, a rib of beef. You can actually cook them in the same way, but why not try a nice marmalade glaze, which is easy to do, season with a little bit of salt and pepper, and brush towards the end of your cooking time with your marmalade glaze, which could be just your marmalade, your favourite marmalade that you like. No doubt you'll have lots of leftovers from your roast, so it's always good to have some ideas up your sleeve. Why not try like a hash that uses up your leftover, potentially your leftover vegetables as well, like your roast potatoes too, or even a really quick pilaf or rice dish that you've got your leftovers already prepared. Or you could try a festive tortilla, which uses eggs and some leftover roast beef, lots of vegetables and some onions. A really quick lunchtime dish that hardly takes any time at all. You can also do a beef pasta dish if you've got any leftover roast. Just boil some pasta and some pasta sauce and some onions and a dab of cheese as well for your topping. And that will really give a delicious lunch alternative as well. And look out for the beef recipe that I developed for our Let's Eat Balance campaign, which breaks next month. I'm sure you'll enjoy this one as well. Why did the snowman take so long looking at the carrots? He was picking his nose. What did mice have for Christmas dinner?
What did mice have for Christmas dinner? Tell me.
Cheese and crackers.
I like that one. I like that one.
That one's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
What happens if you eat Christmas decorations? You get tinselitis. Enough of the Christmas cracker jokes for now. Let's get back to the serious stuff, like cooking pork, which is a healthy and versatile meat. Again, there are lots of options that you could go for with your pork cuts. Why not try a pork loin joint, which is really, really good value for money, or a pork fillet or pork fillet tenderloin, which is really underrated but delicious and serves six people. I've developed a recipe this year for pork Wellington, which uses two pork fillets, which is delicious. And it's on our Love Pork website right now, so you can have a look at that. So it's a take on the beef Wellington, but the pork alternative. Oh, don't forget your gammon joints as well. They are fantastic for Christmas. Why not try your gammon with an apricot glaze or a red wine and cranberry sauce? That will work perfectly for your centrepiece this Christmas too. Also, don't forget our Feed the Family for Less campaign with British Pork, which we've used a variety of different cuts, including mince and sausages, which are economical but tasty meals that will not break the bank. And also our tasty campaigns, which we featured influencers to target our Gen Z audience, who are our younger audience, and entice them with some delicious, tasty, easy to cook recipes that were full of flavour, but again, won't break your bank balance. Now, sausages have been a big seller at this time of year in the past, as Ella Roberts, one of our trainee analysts, have been finding out.
It seems pork sausages are a much sought after product during the festive period. Data collected by Kantar shows that the sales of the Humble Banger grow around Christmas, at a time when promotional activity isn't as evident as in the summer barbecue season. There was a 15% uplift in sales in the 4 weeks ending 25th of December last year, when compared to the average month. This doesn't include pigs in blankets, so indicates shoppers are potentially getting more creative and making their own. This data also shows that regular pork sausage is the flavour of choice over the Christmas period, with a jump in volume share from 41% to 47% compared to alternative flavours. It comes as existing customers are buying a larger quantity per shop, sticking to an average of 600 grams in their baskets or trolleys each trip. So it's safe to say that pork sausages are a versatile cut that are for life, not just for Christmas, given that they can be enjoyed in British staples such as bangers and mash, toad in the hole, and the full English breakfast. You can go to lovepork.co.uk for some easy sausage meal ideas.
I'm Denise Spencer-Walker, AHDB's Food Communications Manager, and you're listening to a festive edition of the Food and Farming Podcast, packed full of Christmas recipe ideas. I've already covered off beef and pork. Let's move on to lamb. If you're a lamb fan, you'll know that there are lots of different cuts of lamb that are available around Christmas time for your festive table. Why not try a boned rolled shoulder of lamb or a whole leg joint that you can cook to impress your family and friends? There are lots of stuffing ideas as well. Why not try a lemon and herb stuffing that you can use in your rolled shoulder of lamb? And for your leg of lamb, why not try that with a lovely, delicious, flavoured, festive butter that you can actually spread over just before you pop in the oven. Delicious. We have plenty on our Simply Beef and Lamb website for you to choose from as well. What did one cranberry say to another at Christmas? You don't want to guess?
No, I don't. I want to know.
Tis the season to be jelly. Tis the season to
like
be
that.
Jelly.
So funny.
Why do Santa's little helpers eat a balanced diet that includes meat and dairy? Because it's elfy.
Oh, God.
How does good King Wenceslas like his pizzas?
I'm sure with something on top.
Deep pan, crisp and even. The end of the Christmas cracker jokes, but it's not quite the end of this festive episode, as it's time to look at dairy. Well, we all know what our cream is there for our lovely Christmas pudding, or why not a trifle, or your brandy sauce to go with your mince pies too. There's lots of options for dairy. For example, stuffings, there's lots of different cheeses, perhaps a blue cheese like Stilton that you can use as part of your stuffing. And let's not forget your cheese board, that you probably have a variety of different cheeses that you can actually have with your crackers. For me, it has to be a really good vintage cheddar with some lovely chutney. Delicious. I'm Denise Spencer-Walker, AHDB's Food Communications Manager. And that's about it from me and my kitchen. Hopefully, I've given you some inspiration to try out affordable alternatives for the Christmas dinner table this year. Don't forget our next marketing campaign, Let's Eat Balanced, launches on New Year's Day as we promote the role of British beef, lamb and dairy in a healthy and sustainable diet. And our Feed Your Family for Less with British Pork also returns in January. So look out for QR codes on supermarket stickers for some more of my recipe suggestions. Details can be found at ahdb.org.uk/marketing. All that remains for me to say is, on behalf of everyone at AHDB, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
If you have any comments about this podcast or have ideas for future episodes, please email foodandfarming@ahdb.org.uk.